Coming up after these messages, you'll hear post-game interviews from the Class B, C, and D state championship games. First up will be the Wells girls basketball team. The post-game interviews from their Class B win over Herman.
If you are a coach, a booster, a PTA leader, Maine Athletic Fundraising is the choice to help you make money. Maine Athletic Fundraising works with both high school and youth programs of all ages to make you the most amount of money in the least amount of time. No risk, no minimums. Call them today, 207-468-1759, or check them out online, maineathleticfundraising.com.
All right, so Meredith, how's it feel to be a state champion for the first time in your school's history of basketball? How's that feel?
Feels amazing. Feels crazy.
You had a big part of tonight's game. Defensive effort by you guys. What did you do to get them out of their flow?
So we, at first we came out super strong, but we definitely had a little bit of breakdown, second quarter mainly. But we came out in the third quarter strong, and we got it up. I'm sorry.
Oh, a lot of emotion. That's good.
But we stayed on our toes. We tried not to get reaching and give them those fouls because we know they're a great foul shooting team.
Thoughts in going into that overtime?
We so nervous, but ultimately we prepare for this every day in practices, so we're all ready.
All right, enjoy with the team. But last question, I'll ask it again. How does it feel after everything to finally be holding the goal ball and to be a state champion?
It feels just like a dream is fulfilled. Me and my seniors and the whole team are just so close. We're like a family, and it's just amazing to go through this with them.
They made your community very proud. Go enjoy it with your team. Congratulations. So joined by Franny Ramsell, you're holding the gold ball. How does it feel?
It feels amazing. Like, this is what I came here for. It's amazing.
It was an all-around team effort out there, but you had a great overtime here. Talk about your mindset heading into overtime and what you did to get it done for your team.
We needed to lock in, and we needed to just score and lock down on defense, and that's what we did. Our mindset was straight on point.
And being a state champion and doing it with a group of kids that I'm sure you're very close with, what does it mean to get it done with these guys and also for the community that you guys have?
It's wonderful. Our whole community has backed us up, and I'll forever have this bond with my team and some of my best friends and my sister and their family to me.
And your sister, is it Grace, I'm assuming?
Grace Ramsey, right?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Just want to make sure. She had a great game. She had 12 points in the first half. Talk about her effort and how cool was it to do it with her?
It's awesome. I love having her on my team, and I'm so happy I got to do this with her. And I have full confidence in her and all of my team. I knew that we could do it.
And talked to Meredith a second ago. She said that this felt like a dream.
Yeah.
How is it feeling for you personally?
It's just, I can't put it into words. It's so amazing. It is one of my dreams, and it just makes it that more special. It's my senior year. Well, great note to end on.
Congratulations. Enjoy it. And
thank you.
Good job tonight.
Thank you.
It's the main sports.
Okay.
Sports.
Got you.
So here joined by Coach Don Abbott, and what a performance by you guys. You start off hot that first quarter, you come out, you score 13 points. What was the game plan coming into this that got you guys going so early?
Well, Herman played predominantly man throughout the course of the regular season, and so we had prepared against a lot of their man-to-man stuff, knowing full well that they could change to a 1-3-1 zone, but I thought it was an effective adjustment by Coach Cameron. You know, we were getting to the lane early, and I think that, you know, we had some good athletic takes and finishes, and, you know, he made a good decision to kind of switch up his defense a little bit. And from there, the game went from sort of a free-flowing sort of game to a little bit more of a grinder, you know. And you know, we've had a saying with our team all year that it's just win anyway. Just find a way, right. You know, find a way to win. And that's been what these girls have lived by all year. And so, you know, it was funny because, like you said, it just, the game changed. The type of game that it was changed. And we had to adjust to that, and it took us a little time. They made that nice run in the second quarter and tightened things up, but I think 21-19 at the half. Right. And then to give up 7 points in 2.5 quarters after that, I felt like our defense is really what carried us to this,
very strong,
you know, this championship.
Very strong showing on your defense. But let's talk about that last half quarter. Going into that overtime period, a lot of drama that final minute, too.
Sure.
So what did you talk to the kids about to try to refocus them and get them ready?
So you turn the ball over, and you know, they have a possession with 13 seconds left, and we have to compose ourselves and play good defense, not foul, put them on the line. They're a great foul shooting team. And so for our girls to be able to move on to that next play, and then as soon as the game went into overtime, there was a little bit of a weight lifted, like, all right. That didn't cost us. Right. We got another shot at this thing now, you know, and so we got 4 more minutes of basketball. And you know, obviously my starters played the lion's share of the minutes just like theirs. And I think at that point, both teams were emotionally and physically gassed. And it just came down to finding a way to make plays. Mallory Armando's runner there was huge, you know, to tie the game at 26. Then she hit the, I guess it ended up being the game winner in overtime, the first free throw. But just a real solid two-way effort out of her. But all those girls, you know, I mean, it maybe won't be the game that, you know, style points, but that doesn't matter. Who cares? That gold ball's just as shiny no matter how it looks, you know? So.
Oh, congratulations, Coach.
Thank you.
It's the first one, and
great
effort by you guys.
All right, thanks a lot. Appreciate it, guys. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks a lot.
After these messages, you hear post-game interviews from the Caribou Vikings after a dramatic double overtime state championship win over Miranda Cook.
For all your jewelry needs, go to TJ's Jewelry. We do all our work on-site as well as same-day ring sizing by appointment. Give us a call at 207-368-3349 or stop in at 7 Mill Street in downtown Newport. Good luck to all our local teams.
Since 1946, Rowell's Garage in Dover Foxcroft has been a part of a community, helping generations of Maine families. Now that it's back to school, Rowell's Garage reminds you to slow down and always stop for school buses. Rowell's Garage is proud to provide school bus service for S8068. And when it's time for a new-to-you vehicle or maintaining your current ride, the team at Rowell's Garage gives you superior service, not just during the sale, but after the sale, too. You can trust their ASC-certified mechanics to get repairs done the first time, on time. If you've been searching for a pre-owned vehicle you can depend on, you'll discover a great selection at Rowell's Garage. Come see for yourself by browsing the lot without feeling the pressure of a big dealer. And don't forget their on-site automatic state-of-the-art drive-through car wash this fall. See them on Facebook for updates. You can also visit their easy-to-browse website to search for your next new-to-you vehicle. From cars, crossovers, SUVs, and trucks, find yours at rowellsgarage.com.
Joined by Alec Bouchard, and first of all, I don't even know where to start. I got so many questions in my head, but let's go back to late fourth quarter. I mean, you guys had been making runs back and forth. Cash was going off, and he really brought him back in it. But late down that fourth quarter, they did tie it up. Going into overtime, the first overtime, what did Coach talk to you guys about? And what did you talk about as a group to try and calm down and get it back going?
Well, obviously, our town basically traveled down here again. And with all this energy, sometimes it can get out of hand, and sometimes you get on that high, and it's just, it's a little too much. We tried to bring ourselves down a little bit, stay composed, and really look to get a good one on, good shot on offense, a layup, an open look. We didn't want to rush anything, so basically we just tried to stay composed and stay in the game mentally.
Yeah, and what did it require out of you specifically? You're the point guard, you're the floor general. What did it require out of you to make sure your guys kept focused and kept in the game?
Oh, I think the experience kicked in towards the end of it there. Knowing when a good time to push is, knowing when to take it and slow it down a little bit, pass it around, move. All that came in handy towards the end of it, and I know it did for the rest of the guys as well. So it was a team effort when it came to that, and everybody was mentally prepared.
Yeah. Let's go to that final play of the second overtime. Was that drawn up? Was that drawn up as an alley-oop, or did that just kind of happen?
That part kind of happened. We drew it up for Parker to get the ball and take it towards the basket, but it just happened to be his brother standing there. He threw it up, he laid it in, and the rest is history. So.
The rest is history, and you know what else is history? You are now a two-time back-to-back state champion. Just tell me how it feels.
I have chills when you said that. It just doesn't make sense to me. These guys, we've been together playing since third and fourth grade together. It's unbelievable. We spend so much time together in the gym, traveling up and down the interstate from Caribou every weekend in the wintertime. And it paid off. So, I mean, I'm just thankful for these coaches and my teammates.
Congratulations. Go enjoy it, man.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right, so here joined by Coach Corrigan. Real quickly, double overtime. What was that final play like?
That was awesome. You know, it's not exactly how we drew it up. That's where we wanted the ball, but we were trying to get it back into the middle of the floor. And I drew it up for a full court set. Found out we were getting the ball at half court, and I thought, run it anyway. It's a big enough floor. It's probably going to be just like on our own floor. So
a lot of back and forth. Your guys seem to stay checked in it mentally. What did you talk to them about?
We just told them we got to lock in. You know, you got to stay resilient. When things aren't going your way, you're taking punches. You just got to battle back. That's a really good Miranda Cook team.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. I thought that's got to be the game of the tournament. I don't care what happens tomorrow. It's got to be the game of the tournament.
Well, congratulations, Coach. I know you got more to do, but appreciate it. All right, so joined by Parker Depre, who had a good night, although they were going you pretty hard there for a while. But let's just flash that last play. You get the ball, and you toss it up to your brother. And was that drawn up? What was that play like?
Okay, so the ball was...
Explain it to me.
The ball was supposed to come into me, and Ethan Holsworth, I don't know if you saw in the backcourt, was setting a screen for Alex Bouchard. I was supposed to wait and pass it to him, but I wanted to get to the rim.
Things happen.
So I went past my man, and I saw Cash McClure step, and I figured, hey, why not pass it to Sorg, give him a chance to win the game.
I'm going to let you go quickly, because I know you guys want to enjoy this, but you're a back-to-back defending state champion. How does that feel?
I mean, it feels incredible. And to do it in double overtime twice, I don't think Harry was ever going to live that down.
No, I don't think so either. But just real quickly, what is next for you? Are you going to play in college? Are you thinking about that yet?
Yeah, I'm playing in college. I haven't disclosed where I'm going yet, but I think some people know where I am going.
All right, well, congratulations, man. Go enjoy it with your team.
All right, thank you.
After these messages, you hit post-game interviews from the Greenville Lakers after they defeated Southern Roostick in the Class D Girls Basketball State Championship game.
Please. The businesses. The organizations. The pieces that make up the communities that helped build us. We're Maine Highlands Federal Credit Union, serving, building, fostering our communities for more than 50 years. And now, serving all of Piscataquis, Penobscot, and Somerset counties. Maine Highlands Federal Credit Union. Personal service, shared value. MHFCU.com.
All right, so joined by Coach Mason.
Yes.
First state championship for the girls since 85.
Yes.
First of all, how does that feel and all that hard work?
It's indescribable. You know, this was our ultimate goal going into the season, along with a long list of other goals that we've checked off along the way. It doesn't even seem real right now.
Yeah, Southern Roostick plays a very specific style of basketball, and they came into this one two-time defending state champions. What did you do to take them out of their flow? Because it worked.
We made them set offensively at the half court. We had to stop their transition game, and we had to force them to play in half court settings, and it just... It works.
Yeah, big game out of Hallie Pelletier. Talk about her effort.
Huge game. Going into it, I told her I had this feeling she was going to have her best game, and she did.
Good feeling.
It was a good feeling. She struggled last week and was sick in the Southern Maine Championship, and she wanted to prove that she belongs on the court. She did today.
She definitely proved that. Yeah. Congratulations,
Thank
Coach.
Thank you so much.
All right, so joined by Tegan Murray. And Tegan, great effort out of you guys. But first of all, how does it feel to be holding the gold ball, have the net up around
it
your neck?
It feels so good.
How did that experience help you prepare for a game like this?
We knew that we'd be back here, but we knew we'd had to put in a lot of work if we wanted to win. So we put in over the summer and then everything just leading up to it.
You had a great fourth quarter. You had the go-ahead bucket that really set the tone for the rest of the game.
Yep.
What did you do? I mean, you're obviously not one of the tallest players on the court, but you're a great rebounder. What were you doing to get yourself effective tonight?
I was just looking to be weak side if we could. Strong defense, on your toes, everything. Just
talk about your defensive effort real quick. What did you do to stop them tonight?
I tried to cut off passes, read their eyes, rebounds, get position on them, box out. About it.
Well, congratulations, Tegan. Enjoy with your team.
Thank you.
All right, so joined by Morgan Noyes, and what a performance by you guys. But how does it feel to be a state championship winner in your senior season?
I mean, it doesn't feel real, but it feels great.
You guys put in a great effort. You had some huge free throws down the stretch in that fourth quarter. What was going through your mind when you're stepping up to the line?
I was kind of just thinking, this is all the hours in the gym. This is where it's worth it right now. If I don't make these, then it was all for nothing.
What was the game plan coming into this? Because Southern Roostick is a good team, and you really threw them out of what they wanted to do. What did you guys execute on defense to stop them tonight?
Getting back for their transition was really a big part of our plan, because that's how they make most of their points. And then also just shutting down some key players and making the other ones go to work.
Yeah, that third quarter, they had a solid run on you guys, and you came into the fourth quarter down. What was the message from Coach and the team third quarter into the fourth?
It was that the game's never over until it's over. You got to keep pushing. This is our last 8 minutes of basketball that we're ever going to play. So we just had to go out there and give it our all.
Well, congratulations on the state championship. Definitely enjoy it with your team.
Thank you.
All right, so joined by really the player of the game, Hallie Pelletier. What a performance by you out there. Southern Roostick, a solid team.
Yeah.
What did you do to get yourself going tonight and get your offense going?
Well, I knew if they were going to back me, I could just take them on one-on-one, and that's what I did. So.
Well, they're a good team in terms of their press especially, but you guys seem to handle that well.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about what you were able to do and stay effective against their pressure.
last year we handled it decent, but we knew that we needed to clean up a lot, so that's what we were practicing all week. We were practicing like the 2-1-2 press, trap, and then the high pressure full court man. So that's what we just practiced and we executed it.
Talked to Tegan about this a minute ago, but how did the experience from last year better prepare you for playing them again this year? It's a different team, but some similar players. How did that help you?
It made us hungrier for one, and two, we knew like sort of who they were. We knew we needed to shut down Porter and Daggett. So we sort of had a better game plan coming into this game than we did last year.
Yeah. You had a little bit of some early foul trouble, but you really played the whole game.
Yeah.
So what was going through your mind early on when you pick up those first two fouls in the first quarter? How did you calm yourself down and keep yourself in the game?
Well, I knew my coaches would kill me if I got another one, so that helped me a lot. But I knew that I needed to be in the game. I need to be rebounding and be a presence, so that's basically I just...
Final question. How does it feel to be holding the gold ball and to be a state champion?
It feels amazing. It's the best feeling in the world.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Enjoy it with your team.
Thank you.
After these messages, you hit post-game interviews from the Forest Hills boys basketball team after they defeated Machias in the Class D state championship game.
If you need a place to stay during tourney week, give Charles and a call at 207-992-2820 or visit their website at thecharlesinn.com, located in downtown Bangor at 20 Broad Street in West Market Square. Herring Brothers Meats is a family-owned and operated business located in Guilford, Maine. We operate a local retail meat market and a full-time USDA-inspected meat slaughterhouse, smokehouse, and processing plant. The company has been in business since the 1920s and is now run by the third and fourth generation. Herring Brothers has a wide variety of meat products available, from whole sides of beef and pork, roasting pigs, to individual steaks and boxes of wicked good beef jerky.
All right, so here at Mason Desjardins, how does it feel, first of all, to be a state champion?
It feels amazing. Everyone dreams of it. To do it 2 years in a row, it's really special.
Yeah, is there a difference in the feeling from last year to this year? I mean, last year you guys got the job done, but this year there's obviously some pressure being a defending state champ. So any difference?
It's still the amazing feeling, but last year I sat the bench a little bit. But it was still amazing to win, and then this year to be a part of it and bring home, it's pretty special.
Well, you didn't sit the bench tonight. You had a pretty nice game out there, especially in that first half. When did you know that you had a hot hand out there tonight?
I don't know. We've been practicing all week. We've been working on our shots, so I caught it and shot it, and they fell.
Yeah, that's a team that is very resilient. They had some upsets on their side of the bracket. What did you guys game plan for coming into this one?
We knew that they like to slow the ball down, so we had to force the pace a little bit, have them play our game. But they did a great job on defense, trying to limit our shots, and they tried to slow it down. But with Braden, Jeremiah, and Jacqueline up top, they really helped us.
Obviously, this caps off an undefeated season. How many wins in a row is that for you guys?
44, I think.
Oh, that's pretty impressive. But congratulations. Go enjoy it with your team.
Thank you.
All right, so here joined by Coach Romero and capping off a second undefeated season, capping off a second state championship. I mean, what was special about this group this year and leading up to this?
We lost three seniors last year. One of them was a Messina Award winner in the Gilbo kid. Revis was outstanding. Gregoire was outstanding all last year. They kind of got us through the state game last year. They were the big three on the board at the end of the night. And I think this group had something to prove, you know, because they were a big part of it, the two remaining starters. And then the other kids just worked so hard in the offseason. Jackman Daigle, he comes from a long line of kids that have been in state championships. He just knows how to work. His brothers push him. Joey Poulin's a second-year player at center, you know, and he played incredible today.
13 rebounds.
Yep, you know, and for him to step in and do like he did his second-year player, just that marvels me with, you know, this arena, state championship, and he wasn't afraid of the big dance. But, you know, but definitely hats off to Machias. I've had young teams. I've done a long time. They didn't come in looking to just to play. They were looking to win a state title there. They came right after it. They brought it. And they really got after it. Well coached, well hustled, class act too. I liked it. I thought it was a very well played game sportsmanship wise. Kids, both teams picking up each other off the floor, and I was impressed with that. But I tell you, they're going to be the team to reckon with in the future. Yeah. So I told my guys as they were getting their award, I said, that's the team to beat in the future, and we better start growing because they've got some talent against the Cash Kid. I just love his game. He just moves well without the ball, and we really had to key on him
often. What's the game plan for someone like him?
Yeah, it's tough because we like to do a lot of matchup stuff and try to take away your top top two weapons, and they've really got, you know, five weapons there.
Yeah.
And 22 off the bench. He can play as well. He hit a couple elbow jumpers. He's a solid player. So we really, it struggled for us from a coaching standpoint, because we haven't seen a team that well-rounded for a while. Honestly, probably Skank in the state championship last year, where they've got five solid scorers. So it takes away some of our stronger weapons, because we like to match up and take away the top two kids. So we really tried to kind of just shift what we do defensively. And thank goodness for my alumni guys that came in all week, and Evan Worcester and Tanner Daigle were there last night working, because they're tall.
Yeah.
And they're both about 6'4". So we used them a lot in practice. And we had them kind of, okay, you be Cash and you be 24 and Feeney. And just try to learn to play against some height. But, we hopefully don't have to see Machias get hit that soon.
You very well might. But class act out of you guys. And congratulations,
appreciate
Coach.
It. Appreciate it.
All right, so here with Hunter Cuddy, a.k.a. the guy who just tied the Class D three-point single-game record. When did you know that you had the hot hand out there tonight?
I was feeling good in the first quarter, and then the confidence kept rising when I hit my two more in the third. So just keeping the confidence and always finding that open spot and having Parker and Mason find me really helped.
Yeah, how nice is it for guys like Parker and Mason that can help you spread the court? Obviously, you're a huge part of that. You had five, but as a team, you had 11.
Yeah.
Six of them coming in the first quarter. So how nice is it to be able to spread the court and run the offense and do what you guys do?
It's really good. When we started out, we really wanted to open up that floor so we could get inside. We knew where they're going to let us shoot more in the first half, but probably get up on us more in the second. So getting as many shots off in the first half to drive, pull them out in the second half really worked.
Offensively, obviously, we've been talking, you were impressive. But you took at least three charges out there defensively, which is just as impressive to me. Talk about your defensive positioning and your effort to get into great spots like that and help out your team.
I just do what I can. So I when I drop back, I kind of see if there's anybody around them. And I know late in the game they want to get to the basket and draw fouls, so I'm just going to stand there, keep my hands down, and hopefully take one.
Yeah, well, how does it feel to be a back-to-back state champion? I mean, does it get any better?
It feels amazing. But it all comes from hard work. So without that hard work, we'd never be here. So I'm just thankful that we could all get in the gym, work hard, and get to this point.
Well, congratulations. Enjoy it with your team. You deserve it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so here at Parker Desjardins, and first of all, congratulations. A very impressive game out of you. But let's just start off, how does it feel back-to-back state champion and being a huge part of it?
It feels awesome. You know, I never expected to be back here and do it again. You know, it's a dream come true.
You guys had a great game overall. Had a lot of guys do a lot of things. But let's talk about that three-point record. Congratulations on that. I mean,
Thank you.
A team, you guys set it with 11. Yep. When did you guys really start to realize you were especially hot tonight?
When Mason hit two right off and Hunter got cooking in the first quarter. You know? Yeah.
You had six total as a team in the first quarter.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And let's talk about you specifically. You had 18 as unofficially as what I had you for in that final quarter. And it really, the game wasn't completely out of reach at that point, but then you took it to a level. So when did you know that it was time to take over and seal this one?
They kind of extended their defense, so I had open lanes to take to the paint, and I did. And I got the roll for some layups, and it all worked out.
Just out of curiosity, how many do you know how many total points we have in your career at this point?
I knew I was 22 away from Evan Worcester. He had 15, 55. So I was 22 away from that.
Well, you got past that.
Yeah.
With a year to go, that's pretty impressive. Did you start playing as an eighth grader in this group? So that's awesome. Well, congratulations. Enjoy it. And might see you back here next year. We'll see.
I hope so.
After these messages, you have post-game interviews from Central Aroostook after they defeated Winthrop in the Class C Girls State Championship basketball game.
Hi, this is Elijah Ames from Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln. Are you experiencing pain from sports injuries that are keeping you on the sideline? If so, Ames Chiropractic can help you get back in your game. My dad, Dr. Rick, and I have been working as a team to help athletes get back to the activities they love faster and feeling better than ever. If you're experiencing pain while playing a sport you love, come see us at Ames Chiropractic, and we'll put you on a custom treatment program, which may include chiropractic care, massage, and the Arconia laser. Have you recently experienced a painful sports injury? Utilizing the healing power of the Arconia laser, we can help speed up your recovery time, getting you back on the field. How about a concussion? Yep, we can help your recovery there too. Don't let your pain or sports injury keep you down. Schedule an appointment with Ames Chiropractic today by calling 907-AMES or visiting ameschiro.net. Relief is in sight at Ames Chiropractic Wellness Center in Bangor and Lincoln, helping you to naturally feel and be your very best.
Henry Bradbury here with us. First half, you got in foul trouble early. Your teammates really picked it up, didn't they?
Yeah, I knew when I got in foul trouble, someone had to step up, and Liberty Fulton really had a great game there in the second quarter, first and second quarter, and knocked down her threes and did a great job.
Certainly did. She was out sick a couple of the tournament games and, you know, come up in the biggest game of the year and came up big for you, huh?
Yeah, I was a little nervous because she had the flu in our semifinal and Northern Maine game, but she really stepped up and played really hard today.
And then, you know, you stepped up in the second half. Macy got into foul trouble. She had to come out of the game for a little while, and you really picked up. You knew you had to in that spot?
Yeah, that made me a little nervous that I had to bring the ball up because I'm not used to it. It's probably like one of the first times I've done it all season. But I knew I had to do it and take care of the ball, and yeah, this is great.
How's this feel right now, winning the state title, bringing that gold ball back?
It feels pretty awesome. I've never felt this way before. It's
all right,
amazing.
Thank you. We've got Liberty Fulton here with me after Central Roostick win here in the state final. You came up big. You didn't really come up in, you know, in the tournament, right? But then you came up with the team you used the most in the biggest game, huh?
Yeah. Well, I was sick for two games, and I knew that I didn't want that to be our last game, and I knew we had to win this one, so.
Yeah, and then picked up. Bree was out in the first half with foul trouble. Macy was out in the second half. Every one of you, yourself, Libby, what a team effort, huh?
Yeah. I know I had to step up when they were out of the game because without them, we're not the same team. So I knew I had to play their part and step up.
And defensively, what were they doing against you? Because, you know, they kind of upped the tempo more than others.
Yeah, they're very quick and smart defenders, so we had to play hard, and we knew that we could beat it.
And when did you know this was a possibility?
Of winning?
Yeah, but, you know, to get to this point and winning.
We knew we had to work hard throughout the season. And yeah, work hard.
Right. Well, thank you.
Really helped.
The coach Kingsbury of Central Roosters.
That's the reason we're here, because that's the type of group we are. You know, it's next man up. It's been like that. That's the reason. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, we've had that mentality where, you know, if things aren't going well, the next person off the bench is going to have to step up. And I just love to see that, you know, Liberty Fulton stays home for two of the tournament games, and she's down on herself, and she knows that we don't win without her, and she shows up, and we definitely don't win without her. And you know, Macy's a special player, but you know, she went to the bench, and the seniors stepped up and said, you know, we got you, Macy. Don't worry, we got you. We'll get us through this. And when she came back in, I can't say enough about this group. I can't. They refuse. They don't know when to quit. They don't know when to quit. They don't.
Hey, you know, you jack threes all year. You hit them tonight, right?
Yes, we got off to a good start there. Bank or whatever it was that Garrison hit the first one. Doesn't matter. They all count the same. We got to shoot the ball. You know, a missed shot is better than a turnover. That's been our philosophy for the last 3 years, and, you know, it paid dividends tonight.
What was the key to getting through their pressure with Macy out?
I don't know. Their pressure is pretty good. I don't know if we got through it as much as we survived it. Bree stepped up. We got her the ball. She, you know, she might not be the most flashy girl, but she's a tough kid. And you know, Falcone, she's a phenomenal defender. They all are. You know, it was a little bit of everybody get the ball in the front court, survive, hang on. They'd kind of battle it back, and we'd answer, and we were just kind of waiting, see how long we could go with Macy on the bench. And you know, it's like I said, just a little bit from everybody stepped up.
Yeah. Did you face anything like that during the course of the year where you had to survive without her?
No. That's probably the first minute she's not played. Meaningful minutes. I mean, she played every single minute throughout the tournament, every single meaningful minute in the regular season. But, you know, that's like I said, I keep repeating myself, but that's what a phenomenal group they are. One player goes down, it's not panic mode. It's you know, step up.
And you talking about the next person up? I mean, you had Libby go five for six in the fourth quarter from the line. You had Bree with 9 points in the fourth quarter. And you talked about Liberty hitting those 3-pointers. Just how proud are you of all?
I'm extremely proud. I couldn't be more proud of a group of girls. You know, I haven't coached that long. It's only been about 9 years, but I'll take that group into battle any day of the week. Doesn't matter who we're playing, where we're playing. I'll take that group, and even if I had first, second, third, and fourth pick in the state, I'm picking my team.
And you beat number 1, 2, 3 in the North,
you beat the best team in the South. I mean, everybody that came at you, right?
Yeah, we didn't get our fax machine must have been broke because we didn't get the memo that we weren't supposed to beat those teams.
No doubt. And first time since a long time, right, for Central?
Yeah, 1993 for Class D, and it's been 1980 since we've been there for the Class C tournament.
All right, good job.
At these messages, you'll hear from Winthrop after they defeated Dexter in the Class C Boys State Championship game.
Celebrating over 50 years of community pride, Lincoln, Maine Federal Credit Union.
There's a spirit in our people, some call a sense of pride. A building, growing feeling that comes from deep inside.
What's your checking account doing for you? Is it just a place to store your money? What if you could earn money with it? At Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, they offer both high interest and rewards-based checking accounts that do just that. Stop in and open one. It takes no time at all, and before long, you'll not only see a little extra money, but you'll be part of the Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union family, where you'll enjoy the friendly, helpful service they've offered for over half a century. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at LincolnMaineFCU.com.
Hometown community spirit.
Lincoln Maine Federal Credit Union, member NCUA.
Got Ryan Beard and Javon Smith with me. Guys, you fought adversity, injuries and battle through. But getting back out there and what that feel like? I mean, were you 100%?
No, but I had so much adrenaline and just wanting to be out there for my team that I was 100% just ready to go, yeah.
Now, you guys are two of the three captains. You know, you kind of take on that leadership role?
Yeah, I mean, last year we lost a lot of guys, so someone had to step up, and the three of us, including Cam, stepped up.
And what was the game plan today against Dexter?
Just lots of switching. They run a good offense, just screening, just moving the ball well. We just really needed to stay in front of them and
pushing the tempo. We wanted to make them uncomfortable. So
it seemed like you guys had a big advantage rebounding wise. Did you feel like that coming in?
Yeah, I mean, we had size and we knew that they backed post and they didn't really crash hard, so we knew what we had to do to get rebounds.
What's it feel to be holding that gold ball again?
It feels amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Feel any less than last year, huh? Just feel just as good.
It feels better.
We're seniors now. Yes. Last game, you know.
Way you want to finish your career, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Congratulations, guys.
Thank you.
Friend, the first one?
No, I don't know. It's even better. Being a junior, having a bigger part in the game and just being able to put more into it, it just feels a lot better.
What was the game plan coming in against Dexter?
We were just, I don't know, we knew we had more talent and we just had to play our defense like we always do and make sure we closed out on shooters and guarded specific people in specific ways.
Now, you had some adversity through the Southern Maine tournament, some injuries and stuff, and you kind of battled through. That just give you a confidence that you can play with anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Always.
And, you have, tremendous support here. You know, your girls team played too, and you guys just had a full house over there. What's that support from the community mean?
That's incredible. We probably had a couple thousand people here. We had a whole side of the Civic Center filled, and that's impressive. I've never seen that before.
Congratulations.